Concerned. So that's not a real chiyuv. It's only kapore. Mashiachim kipper is a chiyuv, but the mechayev is kapore. But it's a real chiyuv. He can grab some mele. The aloha from the rabbi should apply. So what's the pshat in tesis? So Rabbi Kriya says because of all of the law.
I just don't understand the Vegas pshat, because Taisa seems to be saying that the whole concept of kinder rabbi doesn't pass. Together with uranium, seems to be that Betim it does pass. Taisa seems to be saying it doesn't even pass, but the reason like arguing at the whole oneness of the revolt saying.
No, why? He says the new comes from the rabbi. In other words, here you mean that
that
without Torah Adam there would be a chiyuv in Adam also. Well, that's not mitzvah in Tosfos.
Oh, I see. Wouldn't be part of the Gamli.
That's right.
So because when you part of the Gamli, so it's not.
That's because of the special zosakosu. So maybe it's a kula. It's not a chumra. If it had been the p'tur of the general p'tur of Kom the Rabbi. Without any extra tool, so then it would be a chumra. But since there is a special tool, and didn't be in Shemayim is potter, that's not because of Kom Rabnei, that's because the Torah was not mechayivim. If the tool is based on Kom Rabnei, so it's not the Torah wasn't mechayivim. The Torah is mechayivim so much that it's not shayach to pay a small achil. It's more English. But if there is a p'tur hidden in a shamayim, so it's a kula.
What are the Rifah hold?
What?
What are the Rifah hold then? The Rifah is kasha that makar.
Oh, I thought how the Rifah could agree with the shita of the Chachmei Svard. That coming the Rabbi is a p'tur, the gamre, even of hidden in shamayim also. Some melee, so he says, so he gives another terrorist, the Sheikh Namu Potam, the Tom Vecheski, some melee, it is equal. Even though it's based upon Kamlam Ramne, but since it applies even to Sheikh, some melee, it's considered a kule. And Sheya, the Teisgeita, is considered Chom. Then Teisa says, V'cham Namein Shayach V'Asketon V'Cheski. Then Teisa says an additional point. The whole Aloch of Tom V'Cheski is not Shayach. Why? To the Kama Mefer Deiz Mashma, the Yil Af Chod Olav La'odom, Havi Altinum Odom Mishaya, she is Chayach Mise V'Keita. Umiolov patrale yatil sheik. Dimye di sheir. It says dimye di shum, but it's a toy seita. Dimye di sheir. The amazing truth. Bitoni vecheski el peita atl sheik. Hain momin shihizik bishasri mis. Ula fuke li mandidorish befer kilunares. Hoim yeosen leyonish di datke dinos. Dinos means when his mamish gets missing. Let's say Basroye, Beedim, and Ose Cheski Rashmi, Labdach, the Dinos in Leonish. But any situation where Bemezit, Beedim, and Basroye, he would get Nise, so even Bishayeg is also part of the Tashlum, Elah to Shayeg Leonish. But Tisda says here, Vichan Ami Shayach Lahaskir. Tony the Cheskia, the Kamer, the base mashma, the laugh called the Olaf, the Lal Odom, have your film Odom Mishir, she is high, Misa the Kaita. So that's an additional Tarets. Now the first Tarets is La Pure, the Kwal Mishir, Kom Ram. Then he mentions the additional reason. The Hanam and Shaykh ask Tony the Cheskia, because Tony the Cheskia's Dean. That Chayav Misa Sheik in Patis and Tashlumim applies only to a case of a Chiyuv Tashlumim of Momin Acher, of another Mechayev, like Shera Chetz, Mitchila Sa'aba, L'Seif Aba, V'Koras Roim Baruch Hosei. So the Chiyuv Misa is because of the Chiyuv Shabbos, and the Chiyuv Momin is for Mazik, it's a Shem Acher, it's a Momin Acher. Mashinkin here, what, why should we be potter? Why we can't apply the halacha of Tomei v'cheskiye in the case when an Odom kills another? Bishayik. So, from Tiris Mashma, the teeth is been raised by soy bathing, then the din of Kondoramne does apply. But in the case where it's Bishayik, so he has to be part of Tashlomim because of Tomei v'cheskiye's halacha. Tomei v'cheskiye's halacha, Chayim v'Shayik in part of Tashlomim, applies only to a case of Mamenachia, not to a Simon. So, Zog chetz mitchilas daron sey dalet. Vikor asorayim balachosei dem itzmam racher. Because the chiyuv mise is for chil Shabbos. The chiyuv mami is for mazik, it's a separate nechay. Mashein kinia, the chiyuv mise is for itzicha. And the chiyuv keifer also for itzicha. So if there hadn't been exerts a kosov a fellow of a odom, so whenever a person kills another person, he would be, so he would be chayav mise, and the same avera would be chayav in kif. Kapor, he killed. He's not goruach, and when he shea kills a human being. So the owner of the shea is considered guilty because he didn't watch the shea. He didn't watch himself, he shouldn't kill. He shouldn't kill a human being. So it's the same chayev. It's not mamenacher. It's easy money. The halacha of Tomei v'cheskiye applies only to mamenacher, not to a case of easy money. But only the halacha of Tomei v'cheskiye applies. Mashma, but when he mamish gets mise, let's say basroya beidim and everything, and he gets mise, so then even easy money.
It's much the test that even mise was not applying
to
the kill of government.
But
do you say? Other Mishor, I have a feeling Mishor, she's kind of mazed, Misa the Kaifer.
What?
In all of Pakele, I feel a shaggy, but Lule, all of.
No, in all of Pakele, I feel a shaggy.
Yeah, but Mashma.
Didn't you say no? Because I feel a shaggy because mazed, we don't have to resort to all of.
No.
Because then he would put a mitzat common rabbinate. But in other words, common rabbinate can be applied to a situation of mazit. Mazit means basroya beidim, where mamish gets mise. It gets mise. And it can apply to a case of sheik on the basis of Tomei v'cheskiye's halacha. So from thesis it's mashma, that when it's odom be mazit, then we don't have to resort to Odom. All of the Odom. Even if I would have a cause of all of the Odom. Odom be amazing, this pot of cake. Because come the Rabbi Mamish. But Odom be Shevik, so it's not come the Rabbi Mamish. But it is a situation where if it had been done be amazing, be Asroye, then we would get Mise. So that halacha applies only to Mamenacher, it doesn't apply to Isimon. Now, I just want, before I explain the Teisves, I just want to point out that what Teisves says here is not alibe everybody, because it's only alibe the Rebbe and the Rabbanon. But Tomei v'cheskiye himself, Teisves says, he applies the sakosuf of all of the real Odom, even to Isimon. Not all of them. He applies the din of Chayav Misa Sheik in Pturim Tashlomim even to a case of Esimon. Now, let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, the fine test. It's important to have. Reb Shimon says, that his Chavon Ha'akezeh, the Ha'akezeh is Potter of Misa. Even though he's amazed, he was mischavon to kill him. Reuven and Shimon were standing in the same room, and he aimed to hit Reuven, but it hit Shimon, it killed Shimon. So Rabbanu says, Chavon is amazed, but according to Reb Shimon, Mishamel Ha'akuzeh, the Ha'akuzeh is Potter of Mishlikos. How do you know it? My time is a Rapshinig of Antesom Dalet, Omakov Orav Lei, the Komnelov, Achishavim. In other words, he has to be Mishav. He has to kill the person he was Mishavim to kill. But if he was Mishavim to kill Reuven and he killed children, that the soul and everything, he's a Ritzayach, Komo. But he's part of Mishlikos. But the Rabbanon Achilik, the Rabbanon Achilik and Rapshin, and Rabbi is also Achilik and Rapshin. But the question is, the Torah says, Chimotzu Anoshi Binokfu Yishoro, Biyotzu Yerodor. So Shaul Yishai, he has to pay. V'yomar Avlezer, B'imatzus, שלמיסעקוס מדבר, שלמסחב להרגס חברי. What does it mean? כי יש דרך חומש, חמיש חומש תאו, חומש מייס. Thank you. Shmeis Chafalev, Posik Chabeit, V'chi Yotze Anoshim Yinokfu Yishor Ad Yotze Yeledeh, V'lo Yiyosem Onish Yonish. Kasha Yoshi Sorov Dalo Yishar Nasim Yitlin, he says to pay the new bodies. V'nosim Yeh, V'nosato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So V'matzi Shebimisa Akosim Dabe. And he doesn't say, V'chi Yinotzu Ish Yisho. If the Torah, so if the Torah had reference to the case, where the person who killed the bloodless aimed at killing the woman, the pregnant woman, then the Torah should say, there's a fight between the man and the woman. Now, Torah says, there is a strife between two men, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven aimed at Shimon. He tried to kill Shimon. But let's say Shimon's wife or another woman, a pregnant woman, was standing near Shimon. So instead of killing Shimon, he killed the brothers. So then it says, and Reuven and Shimon were fighting, and Reuven tried to kill Shimon. And then it hit, instead of hitting Shimon, so it hit a woman, a pregnant woman. It killed the brothers. The Lord said, but the pregnant woman herself did not die. Only she owns. There is no common around me. Kashayoshi saw a Galish or something. We mustn't hear, but suppose not only the person here that the pregnant woman dies, but he wasn't mishaving to kill the pregnant woman. He was mishaving to kill Shimon, but he killed the pregnant woman. V'inosato nefesh nachas nefesh. Sato nachas nefesh. So, the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon, they hold that mishaving harik ezeh, gehorik ezeh is chayv mishibes. So, maybe they explain v'inosato nefesh nachas nefesh, he has to get mis for killing the pregnant woman, even though he was mishaving to kill Shimon. So there's the pshat. Rebbe agrees with Rav Shimon that he learns out together with Rav Shimon from where I actually is chavnei that mischavnei har kezeh behar kezeh chavnei har kezeh behar kezeh. So he is part of this. So then the question arises: so why does the Torah say we must hear mesach nefesh tachas nefesh? So Rebbe says nefesh tachas nefesh doesn't mean mamish mise; it means mam. But mamay, we are talking now about the domim of the vladis. We are talking the domim of the ish to the yosh. The domim of the ish to the yosh. Vinosato nefesh tachas nefesh, according to Rebbe, means he has to pay the domim of the ishe to the yoshim of the ishe. But how about coming to Rav Meir? The answer is, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because Rebbe agrees with Rav Shimon that Nischav and Lahar Kitzeh, the Orgizeh is proper. So there is no coming to Rav Meir. But how about the Aloch of Tanur Lechazkiyeh? So Rebbe is really Kantan Lechazkiyeh. So Tesis points out in Sanhedrin, in Bavur Kamei, in Ksuvos, many places, that it's not that Rabbi Yischelik Antonio Lechazkiyeh. Rabbi Yischelik Antonio Lechazkiyeh on one point, but generally speaking, he agrees with Tom Lechazkiyeh's deen. Everybody agrees with Tom Lechazkiyeh's deen. It's not a controversial thing, in other words, that Chayovim is Sheyigim is Patan Tashlom, but according to Tom Lechazkiyeh, the Aloche of Tom Lechazkiyeh, the Raifuse includes even the case of Nischavim Lahar Kezeh V'Lahar Kezeh, that's a simon. Nischavim Lahar Kezeh V'Lahar Kezeh, like here. Reuven was Nischavim to kill Shimon, and he killed the Ishahor. So it's a simon. First of all, there is a Nisa of Mitzich, and then a Chiyuv of Domi, the Dmei Orisha. So, but it's in Simon. It's not like Zohar Chetz Mitzchilas Dalet L'Seid Dalet the Koros Ram Baruch Hashem. That's not an Acher. So briefly, according to this, it says that Rebbe agrees with Tomei Lechazkiyeh Shalfus that Chayavim Mitzchei Yudin is Potter Metashlumi, but only Lidabei Echiyuv of Momen Acher. But not Lidabi Echiyuv of Isimon. Tom Vecheski himself applies it even Lidabi Echiyuv of Isimon. Now let's see the more. Bishlein Rabban in Sanhedrin, the fine guest. The Amon is Chava Arikese, the Rebbeze Chayuv, the Chitzchim, the Tamashim, the Chlisho, the Amar במאקי של מיסאקוס מדבר, תחסיד מה שיהיה מסעד מרשאר נפש, אלו לרב שימן, אלו לרב שימן, היי מסעד מרשאר נפש, מה יעבוד לי? מומן, לוחיד רבי, דיתניה רבי מסעד מרשאר נפש, מומן, עתי מומן נפש ממש, נמס נמאת, נמסים למעלה, מעלה על המומן, עד כמה מומן, אמר רבי, היי דיתמי לחסקי, מתקם לרבי או מתקם לרבי? The Talmud Lechazkiyeh, Makor the Makabeim, Ma Makabeim, Lechlakta, Rabbi Shimon, Amazing, Mishchav, 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 Bin Derech Shirilo, Lechalia, Lepetri, Momen, Lechai, Momen, At Makor the Metachlo, Rabbi Shimon, Amazing, Mishchav, 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 Bin Derech Shirilo, Lechalia, Lechai, Momen, Lepetri, Momen, Ma Yishim Mishchav, Ilo, Mishim Mishchav, and Klai, Hanishimi, El Pshita, Shim Mishchav, and Lezer, Lezer, Vikotom, Lechai, Momen, El Lepetri, Momen, Vibaktori, Ma Yitzvich, the Mr. Momin, a Rav Shmameno, Rav Baktolev, Rav Balameno. So this is what Tisha says. What Tisha says, V'chan Nami Yishayach Haskatom V'cheski Yod Rikamo Efeet Beis Mashma Di Rav Kod Olav La'odom Havi Yalfinu Odom Yishaya She Yishay Yod Mezit Misa B'kifah Umi Olav Pakol Yat Lishaya Yikdum Yid Yishaya They made it Lishaya Vidomed Lecheski, the Peter at Lishayik, Hain Momin Shehizi Bishaschi of Misi. Momin Acher, Lafukin Mandidori, Mr. Kelenares, Hoimye Osei Loi Onish, Didafke Din Osei. Also, in other words, when he does it, the Asroya, the Lady, or Vashmin Lafdafke Din Osei Onish, Lafilashayik Lionish, but Dafke Momin Acher. Dafke Momin Acher. But Tommy Vecheski himself, he holds that it applies even to Simon. But we don't pask like Tommy Vecheski himself. We pask Tommy Vecheski's din in general, but that particular point, we don't pask like Tommy Vecheski. So it's not such a double portion, because it's only true, a little bit here, said, because we don't pask like Tommy Vecheski in regard to this particular point of Isimon. But in Tisha there's another Kiddush. Tisha says, Di laf kod olav l'odom avifinu odom ishaya she yischayev meizit mise. Bekeifea became fair. In the role of patrele afilu sheik, dum yedin shea. So, that can be understood in two ways. One way is, as you said, I mean that tasteless means that without all of loyal odom, so he would be mechuyev meizi mise vei keitha. So meizi to be mechuyev mise vei keitha. Umeol of patralei afilu sheik. But it could be, I'm not sure, it could mean the tasteless means when he says di laf kodi olover odom havi alfino odom mishaya she is chayv mizik mise v'keitha b'ni shamay, because tasteless in the first time I said that there is kom the rabnei only implies the p'tur of ni odom b'ni shamay is chayv u'mi olof patro afu shenit l'gamre even b'ni shamay. That could be. Why? Because you see, because actually there are two Jerusakosovs in regard to the aloha of Kom Dramnei. One Jerusakosov is Mishum Risha Achasat Kidei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achasat Mechaidei, Viyat Mechaidei Mishum Shtei Rishis. The other Jerusakosov is Im Lei Yosein Onish Yonish. Holim Yosein Leyonish, Komun Vramnei. And there is a difference, because that as far as the Zerasakos of Kedir Rishosei is concerned, so it implies many things. That Einodom Meisum Mishalem, it also implies Einodom Leikyo Mishalem. It also implies Einodom Meisum Leik. As far as Lo Yosin, Lo Yonish is concerned, it only implies that in the Mason Shal. It does not imply in the Mason Lake. That's not mentioned in the parasha in Lo Yosin, Onish Yonish. Because there we don't have any Malchus. There we have only a situation of a Chiv Mise, because he killed the Isha. And the Chiv Momin, because of the brothers, or because Tashlumim. Tashlumim of the Dnei Odom, but no Malchus, there is no question of Malchus there, no question of Malchus. And of course, the parasha of Lo Yosin Onish Yonish certainly does not discuss the question of Leike Mishal. Mashiim Kein, the general Zerzakosov, Kidei Rishosei, Mishum Risha Achas Atam Mechaidei, Viatam Mechaidei Mishum Shtei Rishies, implies many things. There are no two rishis. So Misen Momen is two rishis. Misen Malchus is two rishis. Malchus and Momen is also two rishis. So it's different Zerzakos. But in the case of Misen Momen, we have two Zerzakos. One Zerzakos is the general Zerzakos. Mishum Rishachas at Mechaylei, at Mechaylei Mishum Shtei Rishis. And then there is a special, a specific Zerzakosov of Nisem Momen, Lo Yosin Onish Yonish. Tomid Becheskiyas Halohe applies only to the specific Zerzakosov of Lo Yosin Onish Yonish. So we have the Alfuse of Makot Makbeimo, Mamake Odom Behima Lechlakto Beishei Nemezi Benishavish Nishavei Lepetre Lechaivei Kach Mako Odom Lechaivei Beishei Nemezi Nishavish Nishavei Lechaivei Lepetre. But that relates only to the Gzeres HaKosuv in the parasha of Neyos and Anishyonish. It does not apply to the parasha of Moshe Mishah Achas at Mechai Mechai Shereishis. How do I know? Very simple. As a matter of fact, it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. In Ksubas Daf Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Vod. It starts Daf Lamed Hei and then it continues in Daf Lamed Vod. There is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Chayodu Mal Kishi Yigin. Are they Potter of Tashlumim or they're not Potter of Tashlumim? Chayodu Mal Kishi Yigin. So Rabbi Rish Lakish says Potter of Tashlumim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayav Malki Sheigin, is chayv l'tashlum. Is chayv l'tashlum. So what end of the pasuk like a beich? It's Gemara. Tasamet. Ay. That Lamed Heim, which I said Lamed Heim, continues Lamed Vov. It starts on Lamed Dalad and continues Lamed Heim. So, that Lamed Heim... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. The 12th line from the top of Lamed. Elo Kiyosa does Maskon of Gemara. Elo Kiyosa Rebim Omar. Chayobim Nishi Shigim Koyaum Lepligi Lepto. Because that's Tony the Cheskias Halach. Keep Liga Bechayovi Malke Shigim Dovaracha. Dovaracha means Chayovi Malke Sumam. And the Gemara in Chum, in Perikis Adam, applies the same Machlekes to Chayovi Mises Malkes. The same Machlekes. So, keep Liga Bechayovi Malke Shigim Dovaracha. That means Chayovi Malke Sumam. Rabbi Yechim Nomachal. Chayov miskes ishkes, chayov malkes lo ishkes, the heker shaftom of the cheskiye, ma ma kebrim alech lakta b'shei yomim, chayov mishchavim, lepetrim mami, lechayov mami, kach ma kodom lechalit b'shei yomim, chayov mishchavim, lechayov mami, lepetrim mami, that's his lemise. That relates to the tzeres hakos of Moyos, not to kideishko, כדי רשוס חבים מיסס אישקס חבים מלכס לא אישקס רשלוקי שמה פוטה בפירוש ריפסוטירו חבים מלכס חבים מיסס בטרוי פסקנו את הביך היא פסקנו הביך so ממילא that means that the exerts a kosuf of the year or sinonish yonish is limited to חבים מיסס ומומים But the exercise of Kosov of Kedesh Rishasei applies to Chayav Mises Momen, Chayav Malkes Momen, Chayav Mises Malkes. So may I think that the Pshat and Tasteless is in the case of Odom Shahak, Odom Bimezi, Bas Roye Beidim, where there is Mamesh Mise, then even without all of the Al Odom. So he would be potam mibidin odom of moment. Because as far as Kiderishose is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Eisimami or Mominach. It's aloche, Kiderishose. Only Yomemesh. You don't meet out, doesn't meet out tongues, period. That different rhythmic. Eisimami. Or Mominach. On the contrary, Eisimami. So it's more twist here. At the moment, Mazi, what is it, a beautiful Shabbos. But this moment certainly comes within the exercise, of course, more readily, of Mishum Rishosu Ahat Mechayev, to Anshin for the same thing. But when it's Chayev and Mishu Shilei, so then Mitzat, according to Rabbi Yechanan, as we passed, the Rishosu doesn't apply. But only we have the Droshe Makod Makbeim or Ligabi, the Parshe of Nuyi Osi Monish Yonish. So there we say, Dunye, the Chinot HaMoshim. Chinot HaMoshim, so the Droshe of Makod Makbeim. So that we are only Marbe, according to all the other Hanoim, except Tom Lecheski himself. Only Mamrach, but not. Isimam, not Isimam. Alright, so more, I think that's the pshat in Tesis here. Alright, it's already late, they have to start Nimcha. Okay, so tomorrow we'll further discuss the Indian because I didn't have time to discuss the Agoy Soshre in the Vakamit, Agoy Soshre, that if somebody kills a person, if somebody kills a person, so he's chayav mise, but bin ich am Allem jetzt die Pei Demi, das Gagoisoschre in Schirchen oder Waldei. Gagoisoschre says, I mean, so everybody discusses the Gagoisoschre. So tomorrow we'll discuss the Gagoisoschre and then we'll proceed with the Gemara. All right. So it's not about all day. That goes so shrey and pelga dalet. Moving shahar agashimen. Aho pisha chayu. Nisen shalom dom of Yoshin. Dugbo lotsis in the shamayim. Iname itapsi Yoshin in Yuri Matrimonai. Meyazola. Very important. Everybody discussed it. Exchange the receivers, everybody. The tomb, everybody discussed that goes on. Now, Tesis here and Tesis in Ksuvis, Tesis in Sanhedrin says that when the Tommy Vecheskie, I mean that the Rabbonon and the Rebbe, the Tommy Vecheskie is not Chilik, that the Rabbonon and the Rebbe are not Chilik and Tommy Vecheskie is general. Just on one point, but because the Pashtus Haloshon of the Gemara is in Ksubes, that everybody agrees with Tom Vecheskes Halosh. There is the Haloshon of the Gemara in Ksubes. Marove, that I'm doing now. We kill him on them, I have a missus, she is in Hayab. The Tony Vecheskie and Mako, the Maki Behima, Mamaki Behima, the Halak to be, in the Shay, in the Navy, in the Shabin, in the Shabin, in the Achirilo, the Achalia, the Patrimom, the Haizemom, at Mako, the Tahrik, in the Shay, in the Navy, in the Shabin, in the Shabin, in the Achirilo. Bein der Chalio, le Chayvi Momino, le Peitri Momino, Ele Koso. So it's a Pshites, but if the Rabbono, if Rabbono and Rebbe, Achili, Kanton, the Cheskie, how can the Gemara ask the Kashu, Mikel, Mamre, Achayu, Misi, Shirin, Chayavi, as if there is no such thing. So it's a Raya from this Gemara that all the time you may agree with Tom Vecheskie Salah. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rabbonon and Rebbe Achelik and Tom Vecheskie. So Tesis says the Achelik only on one point. Because Tom Vecheskie says, Ma Ka'odah Loi Cholak Tobe. Bin Bishayi, bin Mezi, bin Mishavin, Lishim Mishavin, bin Deach Yeriya, li Deach Aliya, li Petrimon, lechai Mami. Af ma kodom leitach leke, bin Bishayi, bin Mezi, bin Mishavin, Lishim Mishavin. So the question is, what does it mean, bin Mishavin, Lishim Mishavin? What do you mean? Does it mean that he's not Mishavin, like Amres, or the Chedek? So that's mentioned already. So what do you mean? He means this having like a ze. And Tony Vecheskie himself agrees with Rav Shimon that this having like a ze and like a Shimon is total of Mise. So then the question is, maybe he's total of Mise, so maybe he has to start to pay the domim of the Nerak. He was nishavin to kill Ruvi, and then he killed Shimon. So, according to Rav Shimon, and Tom Vecheskie himself agrees with Rav Shimon, that he's part of Mise. So I would say he has to pay the domim of Shimon to the Yorshim of Shimon. So, kamash malon, ben nishavin, ishim nishavin. That's called Eisimani. So the other Tanoim, Rebbe, Rebbe, he says, in Osim Yev and Osati, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And what does it mean, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Money. Mea Merek, he has to pay to the Yoshim. Ki Yotza Anosh, Ki Yotza Anoshim. In other words, that Ruve, that somebody was mishaving to kill Reuven, and he killed
Shimon.
And he killed Shimon. And so then the halacha is, in Mosin Yir, if he killed Shimon, v'inosato nefesh tachas nefesh. V'inosato nefesh tachas nefesh.
So one second, he has to get killed.
Please. No, so the rabbanon say it means nise. And the Rebbe says it means money, not nise. Why? Because Rebbe agrees with Reb Shimon that there is no nise. Then it's chavag, they say. So what is sat nefesh achas nefesh? Money. So is sat nefesh achas nefesh is money. So why does he pay money? That's called eisi money. It's the money, is the money of the Marak. So in other words, by eisi momen we don't apply, so we apply Tony Yecheskiyos halacha even regarding eisi momen. And Rabbi is also agrees with the general halacha of Tony Yecheskiyos, but only momen acher, not eisi momen. So there's a difference between Momen Acher and Eisi Momen. Momen Acher means, let's say, somebody throws a chetz mitchilas dalet, we say dalet, v'kora seroim bale chosin. So it's separate mechayvim. The chiyuv nisa is for chiyuv Shabbos, and the chiyuv momen is for mazik. That's Momen Acher. But when one is nischavim to kill Reuven and he killed Shimon, he's potter of Nisa, because Nischam Ra'akazeh is potter. But he has to pay the Dnei Amerek to the Yerushim of Shimon. That's Eisi Momen, it's the same Achayev. Yes. It's not like Zohar Chetz Mitzchilas Dalet or Sey Dalet. We have two Mechayevim. One Mechayev is Chil Shabbos and one Mechayev is Mazik. Here we have, because of the Harige, so there is a Chiv Nise, but he doesn't get Nise. But for the Mezid of it, when he would be Mischaven Laharik Hashimen V'Harik Hashimen, then he would get Nise. And then there is a Mechayev of Momen, Mianerek. So by Eisi Momen, so Tom Lecheski himself applies the Aloch of Chayev Nises, Ptulim Itashlumim, even Ligabe Eisi Momen. But according to Rebbe and the Rabbanon, he doesn't apply to Eisi Momen, but only to Momenach. That's what Tesis says. Here and Tesis says the same thing. Tesis says the same thing in Ksubes Daflamed. Hey, so Tesis says, Umikal Mandoma Chayavim Chayavim Gotamed Chaski. So it's mashma from Loshna Gmor in Ksubes Daflamed. Hey, that everybody agrees with the Drosha of Tamed Chaski. Vim Tema Vamrim Seir and Sofin. Tony Vecheski, Mavki Mili Rebbe, Mavki Mili Rabon, Alme Kliget Hanoia, Tony Vecheski, Vishli Madlin Yemochem Momin Acher, Isli Mikula Keshe, Tony Vecheski. Vishli Kligale, El Maidik Tone, Bein Mischavne, Shem Mischavne, Dimashma, Bein Mischavne, Laharges Eisho, Bein Ein Mischavne, Hergo, El Laharges Chaveire, Vihorbo, in other words, he was Mischavne, to kill Shimon. Reuven was mischaven to kill Shimon. And the pregnant woman was standing near Shimon. One second. So he killed, instead of killing Shimon, he killed the pregnant woman. And so then, and he also killed the vladis. So then, the Mosin Yev and Osata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, so according to Rebbe, he has to pay the Dmei Anarek, the Dmei Oisho, to a Yoshim. But for the Vlodis, he doesn't have to pay to the Baal. Why for the Vlodis not? Because the Dmei Avlodis, that's Momen Acher. But the Dmei Anarek, the Dmei Oisho, that's Eisi Momen. That's easy moment. So, Ligabi the Vlodur, so Rabbi's made his pata, because that's Mumanacha. But easy moment, so there is no Ptur of Tomel Vahesky according to Rabbi. Allahaik, bin Ischabin Lehiago, Allahaik Ischabele Vahogo, the whole Indian pata with Meroisha, according to Tomel Vahesky. The Lilim of Meacha, for Tomel Vahetachli Vashinko Mazi, ואני למחתי מרבא מרבון, ומרבא נסחב רעי כזה וזה חייב מומן, which מומן, איזה מומן, not מומן אחר, for the bloodless he doesn't have to pay. ורבון הוא חייב מיסה, הוא תומד לחס כי יהיה פוטה ממיסה ומומן. Now the question arises, so, according to תומד לחס כי יהיה, that he says that one second please, according to Tom Vecheski, that Nishabon Haikeze, so is bottom Mise, he agrees with Rav Shimon and is bottom woman also. So how will he explain the posik of Mosen Yir Venasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Monefeshach. According to the Rabbanon, it means Mise Mamesh, but Tani Vecheski agrees with Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon himself can say like Rebbe, but that Nesat Nevesh Has Nevesh means Momen, Meyoisha. But Tani Vecheski says he's Potem Meyoisha. So what's the Pshat Nesat Nevesh Has Nevesh? So Tesis doesn't discuss that. But then,
Yeah, but not in Sanhedrin, yes.
Yes.
Ligave Mazed, is there any machlokis between Tanit Vechizkiah and Rebbe by Osel Momen and Momen Acher?
No, but I was just what we said yesterday. I said it yesterday. Ligave Mazed to the Sore, where there is Mise Mamesh, but Mitzias Mise, so then there is no difference because we have two Xerzakosus, one Xerzakosus is Pidea Mishos. And then we have his own Sakosuf in Osin Ye, in Loi Osin Omish Yanish, Hoi Mi Osin Loi Yanish, because he gets missing. So Melee is two separate Alochas. In other words, if it's Mezit Mame Shuda Soye, since he gets Mise, so then he patters him of all other onshin, of all other Chiyuvim, even Mese Mame. On the contrary, since he gets Mise, so there is more of a reason he shouldn't get to onshin for the same Mise, you see. If there is Aloch, he can get to onshin for two separate Mechaivim. Sarkachas kama v'chama that he couldn't get to onshin for the same echayev mishum rishachas, but in case of enemies where his potter is, and there is a question of Tom Yecheskes Aloche that chayev nisi shiigim patas from tashlumim, so there it's not the posik mishum rishachas mechayev rishachas. The Chiyuv Mise b'Mezid patterns of Tashlumim even when it's not b'Mezid. So then we'll make a distinction between Eisim Momen and Momen Acha.
So there was justice only by Mezid then?
Yeah, that's the machleke between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because whether Chayavi Malkes Shirigin Chay with Hashlum or not, or Chayavi Mises Shirigin whether Chay of Malkes or not, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that the Chay of Malkes Chayv Malkus. Mashein Kein. So that means Tomei Vecheskis Aloche relates only to the Zerosakosov of Mosin Yeh. In Lo Yeh Osin Anish Yonish. But it doesn't relate to the Zerosakosov of Shemurisha Achas at Mechayve Yet Mechayv Mishim Shterishis.
Only by the case of Misa and Mamun is the case, is Yeh Osin. Only by Misa and Mamun.
Not by Misa and Malkus and not by Malkus and Mamun. So Tisus is another as the Tkashi. So how will Tomei Vecheskei himself explain in Yi Osei in Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? So Satis says that Tomei Vecheskei himself will have to say that in Yi Osei he doesn't have reference to the case of Nishavan Lahaik Eshimen V'Roag Esoish or Nishavan Lahaik Zerag Ezeh. But it has reference to the case on Schaven Harik and so Yisho, Vihoag and so Yisho. So then is Masat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh and Nise. That's how Tesis in Sanhedrin. The Ram in Sanhedrin, the Chiddush Ram in Sanhedrin,
Rashi mentioned yesterday that was difficult because why would the Gzeres HaKosu talk about that they were fighting with two men in Yiratzu Anoshim?
All right. So that's why Kavreza says Bimatsu Shemis HaKosu Ndabia. But Tam Vecheskei doesn't explain the pasuk that way. And the sugya that I interest in Sanhedrin says, "Umkomokim ikel meida kashmaitzin litonu yecheskiye v'nesatem nefesh tachas nefesh l'may meikalo kivin diil potalei mimise umami." Tirtz Rav David Zal. So the Rav David Zal is similar to Tesis Zal, but different. According to Tesis Teretz, Imosin Yeh Nusat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh has reference to the case where he was Nishaven Laharik HaSeisha V'Horag HaSeisha V'Horag HaSeisha. And what's the Pshat Nusat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? Nefesh, Mamesh, like the Rabbanon. According to Rav David Teretz, it means mommy. But it still has reference to the case of Nishaven Laharik HaSeisha V'Horag HaSeisha. So why is it talking of Mise? So you should be Chayv Mise Ritzeach. Nishaven Laharik HaSeisha V'Horag HaSeisha. Because it has reference to the case where he was Makeher HaKor Shein Beit Elohimis. I once mentioned in the Shia. But she died anyway. Now let's see that.
She's a weak woman. She's a weak woman.
I don't know why.
She didn't die because of this marker.
No, 1 second, please. So that's... Please. He was mishaven to kill her, that it was a Kodesh Elikirons. So there is a special halacha if somebody kills a human being with a Kodesh Elikirons in Spot. So I mentioned it, that there is a Machrekes Rishenim. Some Rishenim say that the reason is why it's better, because he didn't die from the Hakoi. So why did he die? He died from a heart attack. But he just had...
That's why he says that.
I'm not arguing, you see. I won't discuss it, you see. So why is it better? Because it was just a coincidence. It was just a coincidence. But the Agushin in the Rambam Shitti is not like that. The Rambam says that the reason as to why if somebody digs a bear, pochas miyut, and then a behemoth falls in, so it's better to pay, that's a Kodesh Elikirons, shezeh hadavar pare. In other words, not because we say he didn't die from it, but he did die from it, but he shouldn't die. You know, sometimes some things happen that are so
unexpected.
Yeah, I mean something that is that you could not be anticipated, you see. But when it happens, so it, whether it could be anticipated or not, it happened. So then we say that he died from that akoye. And that's the reason as to why, and I said in the Rambam Shite, now the Ram, is the Rambam since Kimame.
No,
we don't have to. Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Where does the Rambam use the lesson of Pella?
I'll show it to you, I'm going to.
Is the Rambam here?
I won't discuss it, Lishi.
Rabbi,
yes.
It also talks about when you hit them with a wood that's not kedeva hamas.
One second.
Small piece of wood.
1 second. The Rambam tells you, brings me for his kimonim, I left it to the throne. Says, also tell Gavea Beshusarabi, the Nechvet Yabahino Meiso, im Hoyo Gavea Asor Tvachim Chayvushal, because Asor Tvachim, Bea Yud, is Yesh Bechlehams, Vimo Yepoches Masor, Potea Al Mises Adeim, Avon Husko Bilvat Chayvushalim, נזק שלם. ואפילו ביטול גביע כלשהו, או בכפיר כלשהו, שהנזק בכל שהוא דבר מוצו, וידוע, ואם המיסה בכל שהוא מציאו, והרי הוא כמו יינס. So it's not that he didn't die from it. They have to say והרי הוא כמו יינס. He doesn't have to say והרי הוא כמו יינס. The answer is, the Rambam Shiti is, if a person is maki, as chavere, with something, or he digs it, he pushes him into a bear that is omuktes, and he dies, then we don't say he didn't die from the fall in the bear. He died because just coincidentally he had a heart attack, and he died from the heart attack. We don't say that. We don't say that. But we say, he died when he was pushed in, he died from the fall into Beatus. So why is he potter? Because there is a special Zosakoshov. That if the Hakoye is in the Kiramis, that means that before it happens, all the experts will say, it couldn't kill. So even though Lacham Aisel will say, it did kill. But since the reason is, that it couldn't kill, so maybe it's proper. And that's why the Rosh, why? Because the Gemara, the Mechilte, and the Sefri, primarily the Sefri in Parsha Masi, mentions kama v'kama psukim that we have to be made, that it's Yesh Mikidohom is the Hakoye, and we have to be made, whether it's Yesh Mikidohom is in the particular narrative, let's say, sometimes the narrative is a strong person, and sometimes the narrative is a weak person, so we have to be made everything. So the Gemara mentions Psukim. Why do you have to have Psukim? Manefshach. If the reason is to I by Imbikilom is Potter, because he didn't die from that Koyum, he Psukim. He didn't die, just a coincidence. How could he be Chayav Mishe? The answer is we don't say, according to the Rambam, we don't say that if a person is Makes Chavere with a Koyum Kawa, and all the experts say it couldn't kill, that he didn't die. If he died, so he died from that koye. Why did he die from that koye? Because maybe at that moment he did suffer a heart attack. It could be he suffered a heart attack. But without the koye kale, he wouldn't have died. So in other words, the koye kale was the straw that broke the camel's back. So Mamele, he did that. So without the Zos HaKosuf, what difference do it make why it killed? Whether it killed because it was the straw that broke the camel's back, or it killed him completely by itself. What difference do it make? But because there is a Zos HaKosuf, and you see the Rambam in Hilchos Tzedakah Shmiras Nefesh, Pergimu halochal hamakes chaverei bizodem beevem ibeit veimisei endim dovar sheikol beumokim sheikolav imro is yechifes lehomis beiva zereinero shenema bevinyata sheyomus bo hikol oz bichleit sheyomus bo hikol. 1 second. At shigir beikin lehomis veimideime makiru al libel makiru al rech. Hoyo v'nemar asher yomus bo mikan she'emdim mikim amake uchshem she'emdim achif et shiika bei mikim amake kach emdim keach ha'koye sh'nemar bevinyad mikan shem shar v'nesayat eni dey mezir kerem b'chavere b'riho k'shtey ameis lizir bei b'riho k'esa שבריחו קסא יהיה כיחו יישא ונדאים איזר בריחו קסא ואיזר בריחו קמאו שבריחו קמוקים בייסא יסמאית כיח הכוי וכן נשארים וכן נשארים עמת עצמו ומשארים בו ההירג לכיח הנהג. אין צורה. Then the Rambam says, "V'chin adirchif halachazayim, v'chin adirchif eschavirim reishadag, v'nof alumeis, misharen gila amokim, shi'ipilim olo v'kiach hanitchaf, shenedeime ben yemi shenofal, v'godol shenofal, ומנעים שמשharen gila amokim, שנאמר, ומשימו ידפנו, ויירה לי, שכל מוקים שהם בגיל ועשרת פוחים, אין בקילומס, כמו שאומר בבי אליהם באימא. So the Rambam equates the הלוכה of אין בקילומס with the הלוכה בבי is his almost less than 10 תפוחים. And in connection with a bear that is almost less than 10 תפוחים, the Rambam says שהריזה הוא כמו אינס. Not because he didn't, the behemoth didn't die from the fall. He did die, but it's not to be expected, it's not to be anticipated in any way. So maybe there is a special Zos HaKosuf, there is Potter of Miseh, and by Beya there is a special Zos HaKosuf that is Potter, but not because there is no relationship between the Beya and the Hakoye and the Miseh. Yeah, and that's the way.
Over here, he
would
be
chayim. That's right.
Just because the first customer alone, he would still be chayim by. We need a special first customer at Sikha too.
That's right.
Shenema.
Yeah, of course. the fact that we have exeres hakosuv b'aleilah does not mean wouldn't apply to Ritzicha, and the fact that we have exeres hakosuv b'Ritzicha it wouldn't apply to Be'er. But one thing we see from the Rambam, that in Bikil Omis is not because he didn't die from it. He did die from it, but is it true? That's why the Rambam is Mdaik in Russian in Pirei Gimel Nihuchas Ritzicha Aloch Aleph Hamakios Chaveri Bizodein Be'evene Be'ezim Yisri. Why Bizodein? How about Shevik? So it's mashma that according to the Rambam, if somebody is hearing Chaveri Bishkogo with the Hakoye Sheim Bekir Lomis, he'll be Chayv Goros anyway.
Why?
Because since according to Rambam he did die from it, but his special Zosa Kosov that is better. So Zosa Kosov is mentioned to Gabi Mise in the Pshukim Nase, Gabi Mise, not to Gabi Sheik. And we have a raya according to Rambam. Yotzahav Maya Rishush Avkor Rishush Yotzahav Amakez Nei V'Arav Aregis Talmidei Ushli Abez Nishihiko. So what does it mean? Av Amakez Nei, if he hits a child, Arav Aregis Talmidei, he hits a Talmid in order to chastise the Talmid and he dies, the Talmud, the child dies, he's put off Goros.
Don't get ideas.
But left.
Don't get any ideas.
Okay. So, why? Because it's Hakol Shal Mitzvah. Hakol Shal Mitzvah. Now, the question is, Reipei Sheripei V'Horak, suppose it's Bershus Best. If Reipei performs surgery and he kills through the operation, so Bershus Best means he's gay. That's a deceptive. He's gay. So the question is, in the Gedei, one of the Nesi Kelim mentions the passion. I don't think that this is Pavach. It's more like in Yodei, in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Shin Lamed Aleph. So here's the Kashe. But why don't we say, La Yotra Ava Makez Ne Arava Reis Amidei? Why? Because it's a kosher mitzvah, and healing a person is also a mitzvah. So then, one of the Nesikeli mentions in the name of the Rashbash, there's this Tashbatzon. He says that the reason is because by Abamakes Me'aravaredes Talmidei, if he dies, so even though he dies, he's still becoming a mitzvah. But when a Reifel performs surgery and he kills them, what kind of a mitzvah is? The mitzvah is to heal, not to kill. The question is, and how about hitting a child in a tongue? So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to chastise the child, not to kill the child. So what kind of a mitzvah is it? So why do you say the answer is now? You have the Rambam of Tuchas Tamator. That I said already once. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Beis, says as follows: Machnisim os atimei keis leislamit ki ben sheish ki ben sheva lifikeach haber mebinyan gufei upoches mi ben sheish in machnis neisei umakeis on amelamit lehater aleim eino. A very light ritual. So it goes without saying that since he's not allowed to be make a child or a talmid in makah arzori, that he's not allowed to be make a koyan miso. Hakom Miso Inocha Arzoryes Deyom Izu. Hakom Miso Izachena Arzoryes Deyom Izu. Even Hakom Sheinu Miso, he has to be
always punchy.
So he has to reduce the degree of the Hakom to a minimum. It should be a Makikalo. Lachaskamo Vechamo that he cannot chas v'sholem. Bimake Eyakol Haminisa. So the question is, why do we need money? Well, how can we explain? How can we visualize the Gzeras HaKosov? Maya Rishus Afko Rishus Yotso Ava Makel Neiva Rava Redes Talmidei Ushriya Bezn Shiko. And it has to be, as the Rashba says, only when there is a Kima Mitzvah. What are we dealing with? Are we dealing with a case where he used his fists against the child, you know, or he took a chair? In order to chastise the child, he took a stick and he threw at his head, and then the child died. That's a kosher mitzvah. What do we say? He thought it's an amaze. That's not a kosher mitzvah. According to Rashbash, when is that the p'tur? Yotzav makel nei, if b'mtzias it was a kosher mitzvah. So if chas v'sholem, the father or the rabbi, Mamish used Akoya Menisa, but he thought it was a Menisa. So then there is no Ptur. So obviously the Gzeras HaKosov of Yosef Makel Bnei Rav HaMidei must have referenced the case where the father or the Rabbi used Akoya Shein Bekirons. So why do you need a Prosik? Because Yah Rishus, so he's Potter anyway. The answer is no. That's why the Rambam says, as Hamakos Chaveiro Bizobe, because since Hakoy Shein Rames, it doesn't mean because he didn't die from the Hakoy. He did die from the Hakoy. But there is a special Zos Hakosin is better. That is Zos Hakosin is mentioned with Gabriel Bizobe, so it's better than this. But with Gabriel Bishayi, it's a question of Golish. There is no Ptur of Hakoy Shein Rames. So if somebody will be make Hakoye Shein Bekidomis and he will die, and all the experts will say he shouldn't have died, but it just something highly unusual happened, so then it'll be Chayiv Goles. But in case of Ava Makel Neiva, Ava Redis Talmidei, where he used only Hakoye Shein Bekidomis, because there are certain limits, even Akoish and Yohamis, the Rambam says that he can only use a Ritzur Ktano, Kala. But in other words, if he uses a belt over the child, he's not allowed to hit the child or the Talmud with a belt. Only with a very light strap, not missing the belt. That's not a light strap. So then he's allowed. So that means that when is he potter because of Akoish HaMitzvah? Only when he used the ritual Ktano Akoish HaMikromis. So then he's potter of Goles because Akoish HaMitzvah. Otherwise he will hire Goles. So we see from that that the whole Ptur of Akoish HaMikromis applies only to the Tzei Abizodei, not to the Tzei Abishayik. And this is what the Rambam implies in his Losh. Begin our heart, Hamakes Chavir Bizodin, Ibeven, Ibeitz, the Yenise. Only the amazing by Sheik, there is no Ptur of Hakoish in the Lamas. Now,
Rambam by Pella, what does Rambam mention? The Lashon that it's
in the Chamanda, it's a Raya. The Rambam says that the reason is why, if the Beir is 10 Tvachim deep, and then Ishaya fell into it and got killed, so the owner doesn't have to pay the damage on the bear.
Nine trochim.
So it's because Knoyenis. He doesn't use the Russian power, but Knoyenis. Now,
let's so when Kutzer's accustomed to borrow a soros, it means that borrow something that everyone knows does a misa. So maybe it has to be something
that,
similar to the
green the news is chemical. In other words, when we say Yezrit Lahomis, it doesn't mean that the Indian is that 61% anyone who gets hit by it, so usually get killed. As even if there is 1%, that he might get killed, it's called Hakoshish Yomis. The Rambam says, Barayli Vahavir Hergei, I think the Rambam uses Russian, Hakoshish Yomis. One second, please.
Last resort, otherwise you should hackle the Aigoro, Echad Minazor.
The Rambam calls out of the chairs and snatch our chesses. Echad bin Vusha, the Echad's Koltava, she is with Hakonis Nefoshis. Echad bin Isha, the Isha. In your Akosuf, she called Achishif, the Hakis Havere. Hakoa Mimiso, he said. Matsilimus and Yoda, the Hakis Havereif. Hakoa Mimiso, he said. In other words, those terrorists who throw stones at the Jews in Israel, they have the Dina Varedei. And even if they hadn't been Arabs, they had been Jews with those stones, every Jew would be allowed to kill him, to fire a shot at him. So today, that's barbarity. Why? Because most of the time when you throw a stone on a person, he doesn't get killed. But there are cases, at least three Jews were killed by the stones. Now, that's no heta today. But Hakadim, the Rambam says, Inyan HaKosov Shekol Achi Sheif Lahakis Chavirei HaKor HaMiniso Yisei Matzilines HaMiyodav B'Chapi Sharedi B'Chapi Yachla Tzelamot Yumeinu Yechilin Matzilin Yisei Abdi Nafshi Shalom Alishoch Yisinech. So in other words, anyone who refrains from firing the shot against the terrorists who throw stones in Zivere Lavdi Raisi of Misochus Necho. That's the aloha. When somebody wants to know what the deal is, but when people are motivated by public relations and by what kind of an impression they make upon the media, upon the Channel 2 or Channel 7, you know, in television, then they say, even Rabbonim, some say, well, no, it's not right, we have to exercise restraint for what? Against those who are hate from us. All right, anyway, I became a little excited because...
So the possibility of a miso, it can kill. So Akashi, Shoshesh, of Yutwakum is also, it's together, it could kill,
that's right.
But then it comes out, Tachos Miyur, and it comes out, it can't kill. I mean, it's, then
no!
Tachos Miyur, then it's together, it can't kill.
Eat. Before it happens, it wouldn't kill.
But
if before it happens, the experts will say, well, 90% it wouldn't kill, but there is 10% it would kill. Then it's a question with arms. Even 1% it would kill. Now, you see something else. The Rambam says, like Abidin of Yemi Yemayi, that if somebody hits an abbot, his own abbot, and he dies more than he is less after the Akoye, so he's better. So the Rambam says, Yirali, in Peribeis Meyuches, Ritzirach Shmeres Nefesh, Halach Yedalek, Yirali, Shamakes Abde Bisakim Bisayof, Oy Beebon Beekrei Vechayei Tzibem, ויעמדו למיסה ומייס עיני בדין ינו ימיים אלא אפילה ומייס לאח השונו נרד עלוף וכך נאמר בישי אפילו מייס לאח השונו נרד עלוף.
If you give
what somebody uses his stone against his enemy, or he uses his stone,
a big stone,
I don't know, big stone, small stone, stone, or he uses his fists against the Eved, so then Afumeis Laach Hashem Ne'agolof Sheikach Nema B'Shevet שלוינות נותיר רישוס להקייסי, אלא בשבט ומקל ורציה, וחיי צדם, ולא ידע כל סרציכם. And so, המקל סעתי ויסקים ויסייף, אוי באבן ואגריף. So the Rambam equates באבן ואגריף ויסקים וסייף. And all of them he calls a kolos ritzicha. So that means even a stone is a kolos ritzicha. So what do you, what more proof do you need?
Yeah, you got a small stone.
You throw big stones. Three Jews were killed by those stones. All right, anyway, so we are mikol matimikel meida kashmaitzim that Gisharan litonu vecheskiye v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh v'may meikel o kibin diyu potolim yimisul monei tiri tzarav Rav David in the Chidu Sharan is another tiri tzarav Rav David zal v'cheskiye leisvira l'idrablezer adoma v'nimatsu shebimisakos v'ndaga. So it is similar to Teistos in Sanhedrin, but different. Similar but different. Ela b'matzi shaloi b'miso. But how does Teistos in Sanhedrin say that the posuk in Rashi Yireh v'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh has reference to the case where the make was mischaving to kill the isha ha'ho, and he killed the isha ha'ho. So he says, but he says no. Ela b'matzi shaloi b'miso. But she died anyway, the Isha. But he used the Hakoye. Hakoye she'imbit lehomis. She'imbit lehomis bakosi. Ulifichoch ki she'nergo Isha poter alao of Mise, but is chayef to pay money. Kidi is chavlin la'kisi al mosnof. She'imbit lehomis poter. אבל הוא לבד ההתחילים שלו היה בגיל ההומיס שחייב לשלם אמור יושב כי דין מזיק ולנזוק מבינם כוונה די עוד המועד לא יהיה למפנן ואפילו לחס כי יהיה טיפטרי בכל עניין מומן היינו דווקא כשיהיה והכל יגיד להומיס בוט נסחב להר כזה והר כזה בוט נסחב להר כזה ויהו that he was mischaving, but he killed him with a kosh in the armies. So then he's mechuyev b'tashlumi. This is how the chiddush. Anyway, so we see from Rav Dovi that he also agrees with the Rambam that in the gil armies doesn't mean because he didn't die from that kosh, he died from something else, but. If he didn't die from that coin, why does he have to pay Meo Isha to the Yoshim of the Isha? Didn't die from it. She died from something else. But just a coincidence. She died from a heart attack. And she would have died anyway, even without the coin. So we see from a Rav Dovi, also like the Rambam Shit. Okay, that's what I wanted to show.
Rashbaz
is like a bay, Reife, I mean something else. Yeah.
Once we're saying this, why isn't Rama Michal comparing the phase between Aloha Yud and Tesfot? Aloha Yud, it just mentions the Aloha. It just says, Kabelahom is Chayim, not Kabelahom is Potter. And later on, and then first later on, he mentions the score of Kibay Yonis, Kumo Yonis. Why did the Rambam put it originally?
One second, one second. Not very few.
It doesn't say anything about the Kumayonis. It just says
that
it is.
The only
verse says it later on.
What difference does it make where he mentions it, whether in Aloha Yudin or Aloha
Tesvot? Basically,
it's
just
exerts a kosuf.
He's explaining
just exerts a kosuf. There's a kosuf here. But in Aloha Tesvot, he explains.
Is the Rambam explaining to Gzeres HaKosuv that because you didn't have intention really to kill him, so that's the reason why the Torah potters you in the
Gzeres HaKosuv? That's right. But we see one thing, that that the Shittus Rambam by Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not because he didn't die from it. Why does he have to say Pneinus? He didn't die from it.
Of course, Rav Shuva mentioned in the last time, Rav Shuva spoke about it, the Ran argues on Rabbeinu David.
Yeah, another Ran. Another Ran.
Another. So, according to that other Ran, would he pay the Damim for the Isha?
What?
The Rav Shuva said the proof that Rabbeinu David holds like the Rambam is because he pays the Mea Isha.
So then, according to everybody, he would have to pay. Because if we say the reason is why a question homage is better, because he didn't die from it. No, he didn't die from it. So he shouldn't pay a penny, nothing. Why should he pay? He didn't die from it. Why did he pay? It happened, there was no cause and effect relationship. Why should he pay?
That's the reason why. That's the Ran would hold in the other place.
Yeah, the other place.
But according to Rabbeinu David, he does pay the Mea Isha.
Yeah, because there is a connection. You see, if we say the Tindik Ramis is because it's a coincidence, he didn't die from it. He would have died anyway from the heart attack. Without the fall in the bell, it just happens, you know. So many times it happens that a person has a massive heart attack while he's lying in bed. So it happened that chair had a massive heart attack when he fell into a bear. So then, why should he pay? Why should he pay? He needs a course of.
Rashi is pretty clear in the second
lesson
that that the Torah didn't kill him, right?
In
the second
lesson. You mean the Torah didn't kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you discuss the point of Rashi then? In Lulich?
In the Sefer?
Right.
So why do we need to exert a kasuv less than you pop the run? My point to Rashi is no.
So there's a kasuv is that we do it because without the kasuv, I would say, how can we assume it's just a coincidence? In one way, he did die. So, in spite of the fact that experts say shouldn't die, so experts know.
Mm-hmm.
So the Exos HaKosuf is now that we do assume that he didn't die from the bear.
But it's
without the Pasuk, I would say, since he died when it fell into the bear, so it was because of the bear.
But it would still be difficult, according to Rashi, to see free that brings on all the Exos HaKosuf by Ein Bo Kidei
Lahom. Yeah, alright. Now the next thing is the Dagor Soshe in Bolokan. Dagor Soshre, in the fourth period in Berukame, on paragraph Dalet, Ruvein Shehorad Eshine, Afal Pisha Chayiv Mise, Mishalim Domot Liyoshim, Bibor Lotzis Yidei Shamay. In other words, that's Rebbe's din. Only Rebbe applies it to the case of Nishavim, Lehari Kezeh, Vihora Kezeh. So then Sat Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh is Momen. Is Momen. But suppose Ruvin Shehora Keshimen, and it's having to be Hergeshimen. And he did die. So there, one second, please let me finish it, please. Ruvin Shehora Keshimen, Afar Pisha Chayiv Mise, is Chayiv Mise, still Nishalein Domofilioshim Bibor Yotzis Yidei Shamayim. In other words, then there is the din of Kom Deravnei, but Kom Deravnei according to most Rishenim, according to Rashi, Bokamim, Bometzie, so it's only a Ptur of Bin Yodom, but it's not a Ptur Bnei Shamayim, Itof Ashle Mavkim Bnei. So he says, if Ruvein was Mischaven to kill Shimon, and he killed Shimon. So he's missing, he gets missing. But he's Mechuyev to pay the Domim of Shimon to the Yosh. But Kom Deravnei, fine. But Lotzi Yishamayim is Mechuyev by every Kom Deravnei. In Ame, itof suyur shiminei lumafkin emina. If the Yosh is not a face, so lumafkin emina. What's the chiyuv? What's the chiyuv? Is it kifer? Well, you say, but kifer? But there is. Now the Yerim says that the reason is why. The Yerim has the kash. Why do we need the posse of all of our orders? That Ritzeach is potter of Kefer, is potter of Kefer anyway because of Kom Deravnei. So the Yerim gives the Teretz because we need a posik of all of our Adam, because without the special Zosakoshet of all of our Adam, we would mechuyet be lots of Yishamayim to pay Kefer. So that the posik tells us all of our Adam, there is no chiv altogether. And we said there's probably the pshat in the Rista results. In the Rista results. And that's probably the kavona of Habik Veya. Because why you say, Ayin b'yereim simen reizayim? It probably means that's the pshat in this. But so the Yereim says that Alibi the Emes, he doesn't have to pay because of Gzeres HaKos of all our Adam. But Abel Soshre says that Alibi the Emes has to pay Yosef Yishamayim. So the question is, if so, why was Yishamayim is mechuyev? Because every korban b'rabnei involves a chiyuv, was Yishamayim. But here we have a special zosakos of all over our order. So there shouldn't be even a chiyuv, was Yishamayim. Why does Agoy Sosha say that after the zosakos of all over our order, he's still mechuyev to pay the Dnei Anerek to the Yoshim Lotzi Yishamayim? We have to understand Agoy Sosha. I think that there are actually two arguments, two questions. One is a question of Kefer. Kefer is a special chiv. The Torah mentions Kefer Gabi Sheir Amuet Shohar Zorah. So the Baal Sheir has to pay Kefer. What is Kefer? There is a machlekes tanoi between Rabbi Shmuel, and the Chachamim, whether it's Mei Nizek or Mei Mazik, we pass like the Rabbonon, it's Mei Nizek. But Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon Bebreike says, is Mei Mazik. So that's Kefer. But then there's another shayla. If somebody amputates a leg, if Ruvein amputates the leg of Shimon, he has to pay Nezek. What is Nezek? How much is he worth as an Eved Knaini with the leg, and how much is he worth without the leg? Let's say with the leg he's worth $50,000. I mean the value of a human being just $200. So let's say with the leg is $50,000 and without the leg is $10,000. So then the Nezek is $40,000. So, and if somebody malikotle kule malikotle palve, so in the same way, if somebody kills a human being, there should also be a chiyuv of Nezek. How much was he worth a moment before he was killed? He was worth whatever, $50,000, $100,000, I don't know what. And how much is he worth after he's killed? Nothing. So he should be mechuyev to pay Dnei Anerek on the basis of Nezek, not Kefer. Keifa is a special achiv. And according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Neishar, so it's name Azik, Keifa. But so we have exerts apostle, there is no chiv of Keifa. But let him be mechuyev mitzat chvole. Every tzicha is also a chvole. What is tzicha? Tzicha is a big chavole. What's tzicha? Chavole means a small chavole, and tzicha is the biggest chavole possible. It's chavole and complete. It's if somebody amputates his leg, so
it's a little chavole.
Is not a total chavol. If he kills him, so it's a total chavol. So mainly, if he kills him, so true. We have the exercise kosher for full of our odom that if somebody kills another person, there is no chiv of keif. But let him be mechuyev mitzad nezek. Why is if Reuven kills Shimon? Why is it different than if Reuven amputated the leg of Shimon? He would have to pay nezek. How much was Shimon worth as an eved with a leg, and how much he's worth without a leg? The difference is an nezek. And if Reuven killed Shimon, he should also be mechuyev mitzad nezek. How much was Shimon worth before he was killed? $50,000. How much is he worth after he's killed? Not a penny. Some mele, so he should pay that as nezek. That's the pshat, I think, in Agoy Sosha. When Agoy Sosha says, Reuven shorag es Shimon, afal pi shechayev nise, mishalim benot liyershim, bibo lotzis yidei shamayim, minami itafzi yershminei, lumatkir menai. So the question is, that was all right without exerts a kosher for all our order. So then but as the Yerim says, now that he has a sakosa Odom, so he's totally gamre. So why is the chuv lotzi shemayim? The answer is that two mechayvim. One mechayv is keifa. So the mechayv of keifa doesn't exist because all the Odom. Keifa, so according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Neishar ben Yechon Bapreike, so his name Azik. We pass like the abundant minizik. But there is no chiv of keifa as such, but let him be mechuyev mitzad nezek. So why doesn't he have to pay mitzad nezek? Because of kumen midarabnei. But since there is a chiv lo tzi shamayim, so he says there is a chiv lo tzi shamayim.
Who does the chiv nezek originate to, though? The person himself?
The person himself, but he's dead.
So well, why does it originate to him? I mean, it's not
his, at the time, he's mechayev. When he starts the harigah, the ritzicha, he's alive. So Memele, he's the mechayev of the chiyuv mamon, but he dies.
But before the harigah itself, suppose there was no chaval yet.
What?
Before the harigah itself, there's no chiyuv nezek.
Yeah, okay, lechname. But the moment he starts the harigah, he's bibasachas with the harigah. So he becomes mechayev, he dies. Suppose he dies 2 days later. You know, sometimes you fire a shot in a person, he's taken in an ambulance to the hospital, and then 2 days later he dies. He's alive. So then he's mechayevim. And what difference will it make whether he dies 2 days later, a year later, or he dies instantaneously? So the same mechayev from Ezek. That's why the Agoy Soshka says that his mechayev was Yishamayim. All of Laodom implies his potter gam. Misat keifa. Keifa. According to Rabbi Yechon and Neish, Rabbi Shmuel ben Neishar, Rabbi Yechon ben Breike. So, it's mimazik. All right, we passed mimazik. But let there be a chiyuv mitzad nezek. There is a chiyuv mitzad nezek. But the Odom is potter because of Kom Rabnei. But it's my mechuyuv. Now, it seems mistaken like that. What? Why are all the Rishenim chelik and Agoy Sosha? It appears from
very logical. It's very logical.
It's very logical. That's right. It's very reasonable. So why are the Rishenim chelik? Apparently, they hold that there is no chiyuv nezek by Ritzach. Chiyuv nezek is when he's chevel, he doesn't kill. But if he kills him, There is no chiv nezek. No chiv nezek.
Why not?
Because that's the parasha of chvore, of nezek is mentioned chivur b'chavir. Chivur b'chavir means he's chivur and he remains alive. But if he kills him, doesn't apply.
Especially if you learn that chavol in general is not really in moment. So we may say it's anybody like a
dishwasher. It's not like the nezek of the mummy, you see.
So because it's not, if the parsha kavala in certain senses.
So merely it applies only to a kavala that is not a ritzach.
Maybe the Hagos Ashri learns that the nezek is a nezek of mammon towards the Urshim, because when he killed their father, so they've lost some.
They don't have titles.
They don't have titles, but the fact that they have lost something. It's not for the chayfet itself, but they have.
But it seems that the Hagos Ashri's din is not so strange at all. It's very messed up. On the contrary, we have to explain why the other Rishenim are chelik. And so that's one way. But we see the Rishenim now. Let's see a certain Rashi. Yud Amud Aleph, the first line. Chimra Yud Amud Aleph, the first line. Chimra Shem Beish. The Chimra Beish Mi Bishaya. Chimra Bishaya Mi Beish. Shashaya Mi Shalom Tifa. Michael Vishleish Mishalavet. Nigma Dini Yosa Banoi. So Rashi says, the first line in Rashi, why in Rashi? Masha'in kim ve'ish, im lo'ich, eish l'chir bo'schif ha'sodom, shohoy alo l'ivreach, v'im kofusu, hama v'chayv nisim, v'kom v'rabne. In other words, say, suppose you made a fire, and then the fire burned down the Kodesh, and there was a person in the Kodesh, and he got killed, he was also burned. So then you don't have to pay kifa to the yorshim of the victim, because if the person was not bound to the Kodesh, so he had no alternative to escape, so then why should he pay? So you don't have to pay. It's his own fault that he didn't escape, so he committed suicide. Hamavir, and suppose he couldn't have escaped because he was bound, so then the one who made the fire does not have to pay kefir because of kol mirabne. Chayiv mise v'kol mirabne. King Forish l'kamer ferik hakin is sitting with you. Now the question of why is people, and there are many, why is this kashi? Why does he have to mention kol mirabne all over the world? All over the Adam, I think the same terms. It's at all over the Adam like the Agos Osh. I think Rashi Shite is like the Agos Osh. Because all over the Adam only implies there is no Mechayv of Keifa. Alright, so there is no Mechayv of Keifa. But let him be Mechayv Mitzad Mezek. Why is the difference? Suppose the Eish would just amputate a leg, take out an eye, both eyes, and he would remain alive. So the Balei should be mechuyef to pay nezek. How much was that person worth as an eved with both eyes, and how much is he worth without both eyes? So if he killed Lidamre, he should also pay the same shemet.